This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Republicans have launched their first formal impeachment inquiry hearing against President Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
James Comer and other GOP committee chairs say there is a clear link between the president and his son Hunter's overseas businesses.
A mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says there is no evidence the president did anything wrong.
No gun, no smoke.
And key witnesses like George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who was called by the GOP, say so far,
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
The hearing unfolded with the Democrats displaying a screen counting down the hours and minutes until a government shutdown.
People are going to be hurt when this time runs out.
With Maryland's Kwesi Mfume blasting Republicans for wasting the time on a political stunt.
Why in the hell are we playing this game?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union's top migration official, Eva Johansson, said the bloc was set to agree on how to handle irregular migration soon after ministers' talks yielded no final deal on Thursday, with Berlin and Rome worried over rising arrivals ahead of key elections. The ministers were searching for agreement on a long-stalled system for the sharing out across the EU of asylum seekers who reach Europe outside of official border crossings.
I'm sure that in a few days we will also have the formal decision on the general approach on the crisis proposal, and that is very much welcome.
She put irregular arrivals this year at 250,000 people, mostly those who fled wars and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, and reached the EU across the Mediterranean. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
The House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans control the House by a 221 to 212 margin. A gunman killed three people in the Dutch city of Rotterdam on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Police said a gunman fatally shot a 39-year-old woman and her 14-year-old daughter in their home, then set the building on fire. The girl was taken to hospital, where she died from her injuries. Police spokesperson Fred Westerbeek said the suspect then made his way to Rotterdam Medical Center University Hospital. Once there, he entered a classroom and shot a 43-year-old male teacher, who also died from his injuries. A hospital employee was at work when the shooting took place.
We heard that there was a shooting. First, we all had to stay inside, and then suddenly, we all had to go outside. I was working with children, and we had to get them all out of the consulting rooms, and then we ran outside.
Westerbeek said he was apprehended with a firearm in his pocket and was wearing a bulletproof vest. He added that the suspect was a student who acted alone and called his actions targeted, but did not provide a motive.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said relations between Russia and South Sudan were developing, quote, intensively. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Speaking at a meeting with the South Sudan President Salva Kiir in Moscow, Putin noted Russia was one of the first countries to recognize the sovereignty and independence of South Sudan. Kiir said he was happy for the warm welcome and stressed that he was in Moscow as an opening to work together in the future.
I'm happy for the warm welcome that has been given to us with my delegation.
The meeting took place as the Kremlin seeks more allies amid the military campaign in Ukraine. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israel has reopened the main crossing with the Gaza Strip, allowing thousands of Palestinian laborers to enter the country for the first time since it was sealed earlier this month. The crossing reopened on Thursday after weeks of violent protests along Gaza's frontier with Israel, where demonstrators have thrown explosives and rocks and launched incendiary balloons that sparked fires. The protests have driven up tensions, prompting Israel to launch airstrikes targeting military posts belonging to the militant group Hamas that rules Gaza. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.